26강 실전 모의고사 1회 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, David. What movie did you end up watching last weekend?
I watched a documentary called Crossing the Sahara Desert. It was such a good movie that I watched it twice.
Even twice? What did you like the most about it?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Maria, you've had a runny nose all day long. Why don't you go to a clinic?
I went yesterday. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Too bad. Food allergies can be very annoying and dangerous.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sophia, one of the lovely heart dancers. We are a dance club of 9 girls in the 10th grade. We've held charity flash mob dances since 2005. The money raised has gone towards the charity Get Well Soon Baskets. The organization has made baskets containing cough drops, tissue, and a thermometer and given them to poor families. Lovely Heart is performing tomorrow afternoon at the Spring Hills Farmers Market. Any donations made at tomorrow's dance event will help the organization make the baskets. We'd be very delighted if you could come to our event and make a donation. Thank you.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael, do you know anything about big data?
I just know it refers to an extremely large amount of data, and my dad uses it at work. Why do you ask?
I'm reading an article about big data analysis.
I heard something on the news about that. What does the article say?
It talks about how a few big companies use this type of analysis.
It helps them make faster, better decisions, right?
Yes, because it allows them to discover hidden patterns, correlations, and other insights by examining large amounts of data.
That would be significantly helpful.
Definitely. The findings allow companies to create new products and services for their customers.
That was in the news story I heard. A motor company made a major investment in new products using big data analysis.
Wow, big data analysis sure is valuable.
That's exactly what my dad says.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, sorry I'm late. Have you been waiting long?
No, I just arrived 10 minutes ago and was setting up my equipment. Thanks for agreeing to do this, Jack.
I'm happy to be talking about cricket. Not many of our students know about it.
That's exactly why I wanted to do this story. Are you ready? Can I start asking you some questions?
Sure. Am I close enough to your microphone?
Yes. Let's begin. I've only ever watched one game. Is cricket a popular sport?
Not with the students in our country, but it's really popular, especially in England, Australia, and India.
What equipment do you need to play cricket?
There's a specially designed ball, bat, and gloves, and then our uniforms. And 11 players are on a team.
I see. You're wearing a cricket uniform. Can I take a photo of you in that uniform?
Sure.
Thanks. You can read the story in our school paper.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Jaden, are you still working on your homework?
I've just finished, Mom. This is the picture I painted for the Thanksgiving Day project of my class. What do you think?
It's beautiful. No wonder it was taking you so long.
Thanks. I had to write Happy Thanksgiving carefully at the top.
Getting all the letters just right can take a while.
Tell me about it. Do you like how I painted the pumpkin on the left side?
Yes, it looks so real. You even put the turkey on a plate.
I put the candle in the middle for nice lighting.
I love that. And is that our puppy on the right side?
Yep. She has a turkey leg in her mouth. Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah. Your class will love it. You did a wonderful job, Jaden.
Thanks, Mom.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, James. It's a nice day for gardening, isn't it?
Hello, Olivia. It sure is. The weather is perfect for digging in the garden.
Here I have the hose that I borrowed from you last weekend.
Thanks. I'll be needing that to water the seeds when I'm done planting them.
Yeah. The weather is expected to stay hot and dry for a while.
I heard you planted some roses and lilies.
Yeah, I really like my flowers. What are you planting?
I'm more of a vegetable man. I'm going to plant vegetable seeds.
Oh, hey, I'm heading to the market to get vegetable seeds. Do you need anything?
Sure, if you don't mind.
What can I get you?
I bought some broccoli seeds, but I forgot to get cabbage seeds. Can you buy a packet for me?
Of course. I'll be back with it in about an hour.
Thanks.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 록밴드에 가입할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
There you are, Sarah. I've been looking for you.
Hi, Joshua. I was at a music lesson. Why?
My friends and I are starting a rock band.
That's great.
We have a lead vocalist, a drummer, and a guitarist, but we don't have a bassist in the band yet.
Really? That's a problem, I guess.
Yes, that's why I've been looking for you. You're a good bassist, so I was hoping you would join us.
I'm flattered. When do you practice?
At 6 p.m. on Thursdays.
Sorry, but I'm afraid I can't join the band because I have a ballet lesson at that time every Thursday.
That's the only time we can all practice together.
Sorry, you'll have to ask someone else.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, ma'am. May I help you?
Yes, please. I want to know about your new programs for next month.
Well, we have three programs, a drawing class, a computer class, and a cooking class.
The drawing class sounds like fun. How much is it per person?
It's $50.
My husband and I will both enroll in the class then. We are community center members. Here are our membership cards.
Great. You can get a 10% discount on class enrollment. In the class, there are easels and drawing boards for you to use.
Good. Is there anything I need for the class?
You should bring your own paper and drawing supplies, but we can also provide them for just $10 extra per person. No discount for that.
All right. We'll both choose that.
Okay. It'll be convenient. Lots of people choose that option.
Great. Here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 금요일 회의 준비에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Holmes, can I ask you a favor?
Sure, Ms. Blaze. How can I help you?
I have to go on a business trip, so I was hoping you could take over my meeting with the Chinese buyers at 10 a.m. this Friday.
Sure. Did you reserve the conference room?
Yes, I did. But you need to reserve a table at a restaurant for lunch.
Okay. How many buyers are visiting?
There are 3 people coming. Also, I want you to purchase some refreshments.
Sure. Anything else?
Yeah. I'll email you the material for Friday's meeting tonight. Please make copies for everyone.
All right. I can handle all that. Have a good trip.
Thank you so much.
(11번) 홈커밍 미식축구 경기에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm Richard Smith, one of the homecoming directors. This year's homecoming football game will take place on Saturday, October 7th, at Beaver Field on Maple Avenue. The game is against Nexton and starts at 3 p.m. There will be a special performance by the marching band and the cheerleading team. Please wear blue T-shirts to show your support for our team. Tickets are only available online and for a limited time. Groups of 20 or more can get a 20% discount. Visit www.beaverfield.org/tickets between Monday, October 2nd and Friday, October 6th to get yours. I hope to see you all at the game.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 전자 스포츠 시계를 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at?
It's a website that sells electronic sports watches. Kevin's birthday is coming up.
Right. It's next Monday. Do you want to buy him an electronic sports watch?
Yes. How about this red one?
It's fashionable, but Kevin doesn't like that color. The other 2 colors are good.
You're right, and this one is over $60.
Well, we shouldn't get that one. That's too expensive.
Okay. Should we get one with the activity tracker function?
Definitely. He can track his steps using that function.
Okay, then. We have 2 choices left.
I think we should get the waterproof one.
Yeah, that sounds good because he likes to swim.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You're so tanned, Caroline. Were you outside a lot this summer?
You can say that again. I was outside all day, every day. I spent the summer in Laos volunteering for Global Love Habitat.
Global Love Habitat? They build houses for poor people, right?
Yes. I joined last spring and did some work with them there. Then I signed up for their summer program.
Cool. What kind of work did you do?
I did a lot of physical work. I mostly made bricks and carried them to different sites.
That sounds really hard.
It was. And the heat and high humidity in Laos made it even more difficult.
But it was worth doing, wasn't it?
For sure. I'll never forget the happy smiles I saw after finishing the houses. I'd gladly do it again. How about you?
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Yay, I just finished preparing my presentation for biology class.
That's great.
Thanks. How's your presentation going, Sandra?
It was going well. I chose a topic and organized my details, but now I'm lost.
Oh, really? What's your topic? Maybe it's too complicated.
I was planning to talk about endangered animals, but I don't know now.
It sounds interesting. What's the problem?
I think it's too common. Everyone already knows about endangered animals, so I'm considering changing my topic.
How about talking about endangered plants, then? I'm sure people don't know about them. Robert and Emily are taking a biology class this semester. Their biology teacher asks students to write a summary in pairs about the life of an animal. Robert is assigned to work with Emily on skunks. They decide to search the internet and look in books for information before they meet to write the summary together. When they each finish their research, something unexpected and urgent comes up for Robert. His grandmother falls and breaks her arm, so he needs to take her to the doctor and then help her while she recovers. It becomes difficult for Robert to meet with Emily in person, so Robert wants to finish the work with Emily over the internet. In this situation, what would Robert most likely say to Emily?
16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오. 16번과 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다.
Good morning, class. Today, we will start talking about how human beings affect the ecosystem. Our daily activities can directly and indirectly influence on other living things. First, think about fossil fuels like coal. Burning fossil fuels pollutes the air. Then, that pollution causes acid rain, which kills trees and harms animals, fish, and other wildlife. Second, humans are the main cause of rainforest destruction. We are cutting down rainforests for resources, but they are home to a variety of plant and animal species that can be lost forever as a result. Third, many forests are empty forests, since many large animals have been hunted to unsustainable levels. This overhunting can also lead to problems for animal populations. Last, a lot of farmers use pesticides to increase crop yields. But pesticides are harmful to the environment because they kill animals like fish and birds. We can't deny how closely linked humans are to nature. What we do has a consequence on the world around us.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, class. Today, we will start talking about how human beings affect the ecosystem. Our daily activities can directly and indirectly influence on other living things. First, think about fossil fuels like coal. Burning fossil fuels pollutes the air. Then, that pollution causes acid rain, which kills trees and harms animals, fish, and other wildlife. Second, humans are the main cause of rainforest destruction. We are cutting down rainforests for resources, but they are home to a variety of plant and animal species that can be lost forever as a result. Third, many forests are empty forests, since many large animals have been hunted to unsustainable levels. This overhunting can also lead to problems for animal populations. Last, a lot of farmers use pesticides to increase crop yields. But pesticides are harmful to the environment because they kill animals like fish and birds. We can't deny how closely linked humans are to nature. What we do has a consequence on the world around us.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
Thank you.
17번 언급된 활동이 아닌 것은?